in some shuls and Batei Medrash, they have a minhag to serve kiddush on Rosh Hashanah morning after the Haftarah, before Tkiyat Shofar. But in actual fact, there's a big question in the poskim as to whether or not this is good practice. The Shulchan Aruch itself actually doesn't address the question of whether or not one's allowed to eat before Tkiyat Shofar. However, in Siman Tav Reish Nun Bet Se'if Bet, the Shulchan Aruch does say that you're not allowed to eat before Netilat Lulav on Sukkot. In Tav Reish Tzadik Bet in Se'if Dalad, the Rama says you're not allowed to eat before you hear Megillah on Purim. And in Siman Tav Reish Ayin Bet, the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Katan Yud says that you're not allowed to eat before you light Chanukah candles on Chanukah. So what we see from all this is that there's an issa to eat before doing a mitzvah, which is specific for the day. There's also a question about eating before Shacharit is a separate din, but even eating before Mincha and eating before Maariv and Kriyat Shema in the evening. But it seems that certainly a mitzvah which is specific to this day, it's prohibited to eat before doing it. And the Shari Ephraim, the Matei Ephraim, a classic sefer on the halachot of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, quoted many times by the Mishnah Berurah and later Poskim, in Sim Tav Kuf Pei Chet, if bet, he says that you're not allowed to eat before Tkiyat Shema unless you're somewhat weak and you need sustaining through Musaf. However, not all the Poskim agree that it's prohibited to eat before Tkiyat Shofar for a number of reasons. Number one, they discuss whether or not the prohibition is a prohibition against eating anything or eating a meal, what they call the difference between achila or te'ima ba'alma. Te'ima ba'alma is just having a little snack. So the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchot Lulav, in Hilchot Megillah, he says that min hadin, te'ima is permitted, but one shouldn't be meikel unless it's absolutely necessary. The Magen Avraham in Hilchot Lulav, he's not quite sure whether te'ima is permitted or prohibited. And essentially it's a machloket, but the Mishnah Berurah does indicate that te'ima min hadin is permitted. So that would give grounds perhaps to be makel on Rosh Hashanah. In Sefer Moadim Uzmanim Hashalim of Rav Sternbach in Chelek Aleph Siman Dalad, he says that we can rely on this Mishnah Berurah to be matir eating before Tekiyot on Rosh Hashanah, because one's not supposed to fast past Chatzot on the Yom Tov, and Rosh Hashanah has also got a din of Simchat Yom Tov. Very often the tefillah is dragged out very long, unless it's not necessarily dragged out, but it takes a long time, and we don't finish till after Chatzot. Therefore, one would be fasting till after Chatzot, and that is therefore regarded as Makom Tzorech, where the Mishnah Berurah would permit one to have te'ima, not to overindulge, but to have a light snack, kiddush and a light snack. Furthermore, Rav Moshe Sternbach says that here we don't have a concern that a person might forget to fulfill the mitzvah shofar. That's generally the reason why we say you're not allowed to eat before you do a mitzvah tayom, because we're worried that you might forget to do that mitzvah. If you sit down, and let's say you went to shul and you didn't have a lulav in shul for whatever reason, and you come home and you decide you're going to have breakfast before you bench lulav, then you might have your big breakfast. By the time you finish breakfast, you'll forget to bench lulav. So don't do anything till you've benched lulav. So with shofar and Rosh Hashanah, he says, why have you gone to shul? You've gone to shul to hear shofar. So therefore, you don't need to worry about having forgotten that you might forget it. Presumably, according to this, if you're davening at home by yourself for whatever reason, then you shouldn't eat before Tkiyat Shofar. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelet Vav Simon Zayin, he also allows one to have a snack before Tkiyat Shofar on similar grounds that you're at Tzibur, so people are going to remind each other. And even if somebody's still sitting downstairs at the Kiddush tables when it's time to go upstairs for the drosha, somebody will come round and say, no, time for the drosha and Tkiyat Shofar. Diane Weiss in Minchat Yitzchak, Chelet Kesim and Kufyud Aleph, He permits it only for a chole. So he doesn't, says it's not a blanket heter, but for a person who's going to find it really difficult to manage through Musaf without having eaten. A person can't go till 1 o'clock without eating. So then they can eat a little bit. It should be private. There shouldn't be a communal kiddush. However, in Sheilot Tshuvot Bnei Vanim, the Tshuvot of Rav Yehuda Herzl Henkin, Chelek Aleph, he has a tshuva, where basing himself on his grandfather's psak, he's very much opposed to eating before the tekiot. He said to his grandfather, Rav Yosef Elio Henkin, one of the great poskim in America in the generation before Rav Moshe Feinstein, every year, he said, when people came to him, Rosh Hashanah, even Gedolim came to him to get his bracha, he would make a point of telling them it's also to eat before Tekiat Shofar. Rav Henkin says that if a person really needs to eat, because, you know, to go through till 1 o'clock without eating would be too difficult for them, so then they should eat between the Tekiot Dim Yushab and the Tekiot Dim Umad, meaning after the first 30 Tekiot, they should go out while the Sefer Torah is being put away and the Chazan saying Hinani and make Kiddush and have something to eat, rather than eating before the Tekiot, because he says, as we learned the other day, that not to speak between Tekiot Dim Yushav and Tekiot Dim Umad, even though we discourage it, it's actually not such a big issue, and many Rishonim thought it wasn't a problem, so that's essentially a minhag, that we don't speak, whereas not to eat before Tekiat Shofar, he says, is asur minhadin, it's properly prohibited, and therefore one shouldn't eat under any circumstances unless one's really ill before Tekiat Shofar. A couple of years ago, the question came up as to whether or not we should have a kiddush in our shul on Rosh Hashanah before the tekiot. I was against it on a number of grounds, partly because a number of poskim think that it's certainly lechatchila one shouldn't eat before the tekiot. Secondly, because there's always people who feel that we finish too late in any event, so to add in another 20 minutes for a kiddush is going to just make things finish even later. And the third consideration is that part of the feeling one should have during Musaf is a sense of yira and awe and standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the pressure of Rosh Hashanah. If one's just, you know, taken a break and had tea and biscuits and honey cake, whatever, with one's friends, one loses that sense of awe. It's true that in many of the yeshivot they do have the kiddush, but there the tefillah starts at 6 in the morning and finishes at 2 in the afternoon. It's a much longer day. But for a shorter tefillah, I think it's detrimental to the sense of the tefillah to break for a kiddush. Ad kan.